Chapter 8. Sharing the road with others. It is important for a motorist to maintain an awareness of how to operate his, her vehicle in a manner that safely shares the roadway with pedestrians, bicyclists, skaters, riders of motorized scooters, and other non-motorized vehicles. Sharing the road means being aware of and knowing how to safely pass a cyclist on the roadway, recognizing bicycle lanes, safely navigating intersections with pedestrians and cyclists, and exiting a vehicle without endangering pedestrians and cyclists. It is a motorist's responsibility to know how to safely share the road with others. People. Pedestrians. In 2016, 166 pedestrians were killed in traffic-related crashes on New Jersey roadways. Although reduced from 173 in 2015, pedestrian deaths still accounted for 27% of New Jersey traffic fatalities in 2016 as compared to the national average of 15%. These fatalities need to be brought down further, with the goal of zero deaths. Many of the measures designed to make roads safer for motorists, such as large medians and wide shoulders, make the roads more treacherous for pedestrians. Vehicle pedestrian crashes have a 5% fatality rate if the car is going 20 miles per hour, but the rate jumps to 85% at 40 miles per hour. Pedestrian activity is at its greatest in densely developed areas, such as cities and town centers, but it also is significant in neighborhoods and along and across suburban roadways. Motorists should take special precautions to watch for pedestrians. In most cases, pedestrians have the right of way at all intersections. There is a crosswalk at every intersection, even if it is not marked as such. This is known as an unmarked crosswalk. Pedestrians must obey pedestrian signals and use crosswalks at signalized intersections. There is a $54 fine for failure to observe the law. NJSA 39. 4 to 32 and 33. The penalty for pedestrians under 17 who violate the pedestrian laws is a $22 fine. NJSA 39. 4 to 203.3. Motorists are prohibited from blocking a crosswalk when stopped at a red light or stop sign. A motorist must not stop with any portion of his, her vehicle in the crosswalk area. When a motorist blocks a crosswalk, pedestrians are forced to go around the vehicle, putting them in danger. The driver of a vehicle shall stop and remain stopped to allow a pedestrian to cross the roadway within a marked crosswalk, and shall yield the right of way to a pedestrian crossing the roadway within any unmarked crosswalk at an intersection, except at crosswalks when the movement of traffic is being regulated by police officers or traffic control signals, or where otherwise prohibited by municipal, county, or state regulation, and except where a pedestrian tunnel or overhead pedestrian crossing has been provided. No pedestrian shall suddenly leave a curb or other place of safety and walk or run into the path of a vehicle which is so close that it is impossible for the driver to yield. A motorist in violation of the law may face a fine of up to $200 and may be assessed 2 points on his, her driver record. The court may also impose a term of community service not to exceed 15 days. NJSA 39. 4 to 36. If a pedestrian suffers serious bodily injury because of a motorist's violation of NJSA 39. 4 to 36, the motorist is subject to a $100 to $500 fine, up to 25 days in jail and a driving privilege suspension of up to 6 months. Never pass a vehicle stopped at a crosswalk, NJSA 39, 4 to 36. This frequently causes severe injury or death to pedestrians, especially if the passing vehicle is traveling at a high rate of speed. When stopping for a crosswalk on a multi-lane road, a motorist should stop approximately 30 feet before a crosswalk to avoid blocking visibility of a motorist in the second lane. Motorists should watch for signs that mark special hazard areas, such as school zones, bus stops, playgrounds, parks, and schools, where children are most likely to play or cross the streets. Children chasing a ball, for instance, give no thought to traffic. Small children are hard to see. Always watch for movement around parked vehicles. Motorists should drive cautiously along roadways with on-street parking, as pedestrians may appear from between parked vehicles. Motorists traveling at lower speeds will have a greater ability to stop their vehicle and avoid potential conflicts with pedestrians. Pedestrians and joggers should always face oncoming traffic and use sidewalks when available. They should cross at crosswalks only on the proper signal. Look all ways before crossing. Avoid crossing between parked vehicles, and at night, wear light-colored or reflective clothes and carry a white handkerchief or a light. It is not good practice to wear headphones while walking or jogging near the roadway. At night, motorists should watch for anyone walking along a highway and exercise due caution. None of the above precautions absolve motorists from their duty to be extra vigilant in watching for pedestrians on the roadway. Always watch for pedestrians. Be extra careful at intersections, particularly when making a permitted right turn on red. Motorists are required to stop for pedestrians who have the right of way within a crosswalk, and to yield to those who are crossing at an unmarked crosswalk at an intersection. Be alert for pedestrians when making turns and entering and exiting driveways, parking lots, and alleys. Visually challenged persons. The law is extremely specific that motorists must give the right of way when any of the following crosses any highway or intersection: blind persons who use a predominantly white or metallic cane, blind persons accompanied by a guide dog, or a guide dog instructor engaged in instructing a guide dog. A motorist must stop when he/she sees a person with a white or metallic colored cane, or a blind person or instructor with a guide dog. All motorists must comply with this law. NJSA 39.4-37.1. Vehicles. Motorcycles. Be alert. The laws governing four-wheeled vehicles such as cars and trucks also govern motorcycles. However, a motorcycle rider may react differently to situations when compared to other motorists. Always keep in mind several key items when sharing the road with motorcycles. Be aware of slippery, sloped, or uneven surfaces, or grooves and gratings in the roadway. These present potential hazards for motorcycle riders. Check blind spots twice before changing lanes or making turns. Watch for motorcycles at intersections and when making a left turn. Always signal your intentions. Anticipate a motorcycle rider's maneuver to avoid obstructions that may be minimal to a car or truck, but dangerous to a motorcycle. Always leave plenty of room between an automobile and a motorcycle. Never follow a motorcycle too closely because motorcycles could brake within shorter distances than other types of vehicles. When passed by a motorcycle, a motorist should maintain his/her speed and position. Allow plenty of room for the motorcycle to complete the pass and resume proper lane position. A motorist's failure to detect and recognize motorcycles in traffic is the most common cause of motorcycle crashes. For more information on motorcycle safety, visit www.njridesafe.org. Trucks, tractor trailers, and buses. A motorist should always use caution when driving alongside trucks, tractor trailers, and buses. Sharing the road with larger vehicles can be safe if the motorist knows the limitations of these vehicles regarding visibility, required stopping distance, and maneuverability. When passing a large truck, tractor trailer, or bus, it is important to remember that there are several no zones, blind spots, in which the truck, tractor trailer, or bus driver cannot see other vehicles. In addition, during bad weather, a truck, or tractor trailer, or bus can take as much as 25% longer to stop. The no zone principle. Avoid the areas around trucks, tractor trailers, and buses where vehicles disappear into blind spots. Do not move so close to a truck or bus that the driver's ability to stop or maneuver effectively is restricted. The potential for a crash is increased when a motorist is riding in the no zone. If the driver of a large truck, or tractor trailer, or bus cannot see another motorist's vehicle in the rearview or side view mirrors, the vehicle is in a no zone, or blind spot. Rear no zone. Stay far behind a truck or tractor trailer that is preparing to back up or is backing up. Never pass close behind a truck or tractor trailer that is preparing to back up or is in the process of backing up. Because of their width, trucks and tractor trailers completely hide objects that suddenly come between them and a loading area. The area behind the truck or tractor trailer is a no zone, blind spot, not only for the truck or tractor trailer driver but for other motorists as well. A motorist should increase following distance behind a truck, tractor trailer, or bus so its driver can spot a motorist's vehicle in the rearview mirrors. Never tailgate or remain sandwiched between trucks, tractor trailers, or buses. A motorist should maintain a sizable space cushion between his, her vehicle and larger vehicles. Leave space when stopping at a light or sign behind a truck, tractor trailer, or bus, especially when facing uphill. Larger vehicles may roll backward slightly when starting. Give more road space to a truck driver who is making a wide turn. Because trucks are larger than other vehicles, their drivers may have to slow, back up or swing wide to negotiate a turn. They cannot see smaller vehicles directly behind or beside them. For example, a truck may have to swing wide to the left to make a right turn. Front no zone. Maintain a consistent speed when passing. Do not pull in front of a truck when passing until the whole front of the truck can be seen in the rearview mirror. Always signal before changing lanes. Never pass a truck on the right. Side no zone. Drive away from the long blind spots on the sides of trucks. If the truck driver must quickly change lanes or make an emergency maneuver, a vehicle in this area will be in the way. Do not linger alongside a truck when passing. Head on no zone. A motorist should bear right when a large vehicle is traveling toward his, her vehicle from opposite direction. This reduces wind turbulence between the motorist and the larger vehicle, and possibly prevents a sideswipe. Yielding to school and commercial buses. State law requires all non-emergency vehicles to yield the right-of-way to buses re-entering traffic after dropping off or picking up bus passengers. However, once the bus is back in the normal flow of traffic, motorists are not required to yield the right-of-way to buses changing lanes. Bus operators are required to drive in a safe and responsible manner. The yield law was enacted to improve safety on the state's roadways. Violations of this law carry a fine of not less than $50 or more than $200, up to 15 days in jail or both a fine and jail term. NJSA 39, 4-87.1. Mopeds. Motorized bicycles, or mopeds, are low-speed, two-wheeled vehicles with pedals, intended for limited use on public roadways. Moped drivers may not exceed 25 miles per hour, must follow all traffic signs and signals, and drive on the right side of the road with the flow of traffic. A motorist should always be alert for mopeds, which are smaller than motorcycles and may be harder to see. Moped drivers have the same rights and responsibilities as those driving other motor vehicles. A copy of the New Jersey Moped Manual may be viewed online at www.njmvc.gov. Bicycles, skateboards, and inline skates. When passing or approaching a bicyclist, skateboarder, or inline skater traveling in the same direction, a motorist should maintain a safe distance until safely past the overtaken bicyclist, skateboarder, or inline skater. Under New Jersey law, bicyclists, skateboarders, and inline skaters have the same rights and responsibilities as motor vehicles. While bicycles ridden after dark must have front and rear lights, and a rear reflector, these illumination devices may be hard for a motorist to see. A motorist should always remain alert to the presence of smaller vehicles. When turning right, motorists should be aware of bicyclists, skateboarders, and inline skaters. Before turning, the motorist should wait until the intersection clears. Motorists signaling a right turn must yield to bicyclists, skateboarders, or inline skaters moving through an intersection. To turn left, a bicyclist, skateboarder, or inline skater may choose to use traffic lanes to turn as a vehicle would. A motorist should be aware that a bicyclist, skateboarder, or inline skater may ride on the right edge of the turn lane. Remember that motorists share the road with bicyclists, skateboarders, and inline skaters. Please be sure that you are helping to keep the road safe by observing these safety precautions. Check your blind spots before turning, parallel parking, opening a door, or pulling away from a curb. Check around your vehicle by turning your head instead of relying only on your mirrors. When turning right, be sure to check for other traffic, including bicyclists, skateboarders, and inline skaters, and avoid turning in front of them. They may not be able to stop quickly. When turning left, yield to all oncoming traffic, including bicyclists, skateboarders, and inline skaters. If a bicyclist, skateboarder, or inline skater is in front of you in a left turn lane, wait for them to complete their turn before you proceed. Motorized scooters, NJSA 39, 4 to 14.12 through 39, 4 minus 14.15, NJSA 39.1 to 1. A motorized scooter is a miniature motor vehicle. Although it is illegal for these vehicles to be driven on any public road or sidewalk, except on designated municipal or county property, motorists must be especially alert if these types of vehicles are present. Motorized scooters may be extremely hard to see. Motorized scooters must be registered in the municipality or county where the owner resides and must be insured. No one under the age of 12, or the age determined by the municipality or county where the motorized scooter will be operated, is permitted to operate a motorized scooter. Examples of motorized scooters include but are not limited to pocket bikes, sport scooters, super pocket bikes, mini choppers, scooters, mini motorcycles, mini scooters, motorized skateboards, other vehicles with motors not manufactured in compliance with federal motor vehicle safety standards and which have no permanent federal safety certification stickers affixed to the vehicle by the original manufacturer. The following are not motorized scooters: electric personal mobility assistive devices, motorized bicycles and low-speed vehicles, motorized wheelchairs, mobility scooters or similar mobility assistive devices used by persons with physical disabilities or person whose ambulatory mobility has been impaired by age or illness, individuals with a mobility-related disability. State law allows individuals with a mobility-related disability to operate certain motorized scooters on any public street, with a posted speed limit not exceeding 25 miles per hour. In addition, they may operate on public streets, with a posted speed limit more than 25 miles per hour but not more than 35 miles per hour if local government determines that the motorized scooter does not pose a danger to safety and the flow of traffic. The motorized scooter may only have a maximum speed capability of no more than 15 miles per hour. NJSA 39, 4 to 14.12 through 39, 4 to 14.15. Low-speed vehicles, NJSA 39, 4 to 31.1 through 39, 4 to 31.5. A low-speed vehicle, LSV, is a four-wheeled vehicle with an attainable speed of more than 20 miles per hour, but no more than 25 miles per hour on a paved surface. It cannot be powered by gas or diesel fuel and must comply with federal safety standards. Motorists should be alert when LSVs are present, as they may be difficult to see. Trains. Trains can travel on any track, in either direction, or at any time. Motorists who ignore passive and active warning devices at railroad crossings risk serious and even deadly consequences. It is important to always remain alert to railroad crossings and never drive through flashing red lights or around descending or lowered gates. Remember these important tips. When you see the yellow, circular RR crossing advance warning sign and white RR crossing pavement markings, there is a railroad crossing ahead. Never race a train to a crossing. Do not be fooled. Trains can appear as visual or optical illusions. The train you see is closer and moving faster than you think. Understand that trains cannot stop quickly. A freight train traveling at 55 miles per hour can take a mile or more to stop. Trains always have the right of way. Motorists must yield to approaching trains. Do not get your vehicle boxed in on railroad tracks. Only proceed through a railroad crossing when there is room on the other side to get completely across the tracks without stopping. Trains can be 3 or more feet wider than the tracks on both sides. If your vehicle ever stalls on railroad tracks, get out immediately and move quickly away from the vehicle and tracks at a 45-degree angle in the direction from which the train is coming. Call the number on the emergency notification sign located at the crossing or 911. Do not pass other vehicles within 100 feet of a railroad crossing. If you are driving a standard transmission vehicle, do not shift gears while crossing railroad tracks. Cross tracks only at designated railroad crossings, where you see warning devices. Railroad property is private property, and it is dangerous and illegal to cross railroad tracks at any location other than a marked crossing. When preparing to cross railroad tracks at a designated crossing, a motorist should obey warning devices, eliminate distractions, look both ways, listen for an approaching train, and proceed quickly across the tracks. Never stop on railroad tracks. Snowmobiles, all-terrain vehicles, ATVs, and dirt bikes, NJSA 39-3C-1 through 39-3C-31. Motorists must be aware of the presence of legally registered snowmobiles, ATVs, and dirt bikes that may attempt to cross certain roadways. While it is illegal for these types of vehicles to ride on public roadways with other vehicles, they are permitted to cross certain roadways when safety permits. Operators of snowmobiles, ATVs, and dirt bikes must maintain a proof of insurance and always display the vehicle's registration. Animals. Animals often dart onto roads or streets. Trying to avoid them often causes crashes. By swerving, the vehicle may hit something else or be hit by another vehicle from behind. The best defense against such crashes is to watch for animals on both sides of the road ahead and be prepared for unexpected movement. Horseback riders and horse-drawn vehicles. Horse-drawn vehicles and horseback riders have the same rights and responsibilities as do drivers of motor vehicles when using public roadways. NJSA 39.4-25.1. When approaching or passing a person riding or driving a horse-drawn vehicle, motorists are required to reduce their speed to 25 miles per hour or less and proceed with caution. Additionally, at the request of, or upon a signal by putting up the hand or otherwise, of a person riding or driving a horse-drawn vehicle in the opposite direction, the motorist must stop his, her motor vehicle and remain stationary for as long as it takes the horse to pass. NJSA 39.4-72. Horse-drawn vehicles and horseback riders may not use certain limited access highways and must ride with traffic, keeping as far to the right as possible. Other rules apply. Speeding and illumination rules apply. A light must be displayed on the front of the horse-drawn. 30 minutes after sunset until 30 minutes before sunrise. If visibility is 500 feet or less. When encountering fog, mist, smoke, or other factors that reduce visibility. NJSA 39.4-25.